A global drug policy group, which includes seven former presidents and several other world leaders, is warning today that the international approach to policing the drug trade is driving a global epidemic in hepatitis C. The Global Commission on Drug Policy says 10 million drug users have the disease and that the world's leaders are grossly miscalculating the impact of the deadly epidemic. Ruth Dreyfus is one of the Drug Policy Commissioners and a former President of Switzerland. She spoke to me from Geneva as the Commission prepared to launch its report. Ruth Dreyfus, your report warns that the criminalisation of drug use is fuelling what the Commission's calling a global hepatitis C viral time bomb. Just how worrying is this?
Well, the hepatitis C is a very contagious disease, and it is transmitted in blood-to-blood contact, so that the people who inject drugs are in a great threat to be contaminated. It is far more contagious than HIV, and all the lessons we learn through HIV in order to stop the epidemics is necessary in a higher degree, in a scaled-up degree for hepatitis C.
The report also says that hepatitis C is one of the most grossly miscalculated diseases by governments. What does that mean?
It was not really taken into awareness because it's a new phenomenon. I mean, it was not known in his amplitude. And because it touches so many people who are not in the focus of politicians and governments, but people who are marginalized in the society, this epidemic was for a long time not taken seriously as it should be.
Now, what is the connection between hepatitis C and the attempts by governments around the world to police the illicit drug trade?
I think the very important lesson is that drug addiction is a disease. But these people now are criminalized. Drug use is criminalized. Drug possession is criminalized in most countries. That means that these people have no access to testing, no access to treatment. And I have really to say very clearly, hepatitis C is different of HIV/AIDS in the sense that it is a curable disease when it is taken in a time when contamination is a fresh one, if I can say so. So, I mean, the link between the drug policy in general and pandemics and epidemics like HIV/AIDS and hepatitis C, the link is in the criminalization of the whole chain of drug, and this criminalization is an obstacle to public health.
So what is the Commission recommending?
It is very clear that the Commission in this specific case recommends the recognition of the problem, the information of the public, the scaling up of harm reduction measures and treatment, low threshold treatment for the people who are addicts. So this is the first recommendation, public health approach. But we are going further. We think that this market, the drug market, one of the three most lucrative markets in the world with oil and arm, this market is now in criminal hands. And these criminal groups are really a threat for the society in the sense also of corrupting government, of scaling up violence. And we think that after 40 years, President Nixon of USA declared the war on drug with military means. We have to see that this policy failed. So let us experiment with great caution, with great scientific spirit also. Let us experiment new solution in the sense of regulating this market and taking it off the hand of criminals.
Do you think, though, that governments are likely to respond positively to your calls to end this war on these criminal groups that you say are running the drug trade?
It is not the end of a fight. It is a smarter fight that we recommend. It is a fight that will take the profit of this market. It is a fight that will oppose money laundering all over the world. So it is absolutely not a resignation, but it is an attempt, and it's clear that this attempt has to be very cautiously experimented to say, this product can be regulated as we do with other dangerous products. But our commission is aware that it is a long way to go. But the first step is really to break the taboo, to open the debate, to show what is possible. And I am sure that the things are moving more rapidly than we thought perhaps 3 years ago when we launched the Global Commission on Drug Policy.
What gives you that optimism?
The opening of a discussion, for instance, in the Americas, the state leaders decided at the last summit to mandate new analysis about the situation, the violent situation in Central America and Mexico with ten thousands of dead people and a population that is really suffering under the real war on drugs, and that this occurs in a region where the United States of America, at the origin of the prohibition policy in this field, is a part of this, makes me optimistic. In other places, the shift of priority to public health measures is visible in countries like China, like Iran, like Malaysia. They are still prohibitionist, but they understood that the people has to be cured, that they have to receive the possibility to protect themselves and to protect their environment.
Now, you say that the crackdown on the illicit drug trade launched by President Nixon has failed, and yet we still see, even in countries like Australia, great publicity about police crackdowns on traffickers and seizures of drugs.
I know that one of the main metrics is the seizure of drugs, but this seizure of drugs has little effect on the global market. Incarceration, seizure, arrest are not the good metric. The good metric is, did you really reduce violence? Did you really reduce the harm for the population in neighborhoods who are touched by the street deal? Did you really have no overdoses in your country? Did you reduce the contamination of the people? Not only the drug addicts, but also their friends. These are the real metrics. And one of our recommendations is really to explain to the population what is really going on in the drug scene.
That's Ruth Dreyfuss, a commissioner on the Global Commission on Drug Policy and a former president of Switzerland. She was speaking to me from Geneva.